Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Awesome sounds coming there from Umfundisi, Reverend Abe Sibiya, Paul and Silas. And I hope that you're just having a wonderful day. Your Friday is going well. God is good. It's a beautiful one. And you know, when it's Friday, it's all about music here at Radio Pulpit on Heart to Heart, celebrating our artists in South Africa and outside of South Africa, celebrating music, praising the Lord and thanking Him for music, thanking Him for worship, for praise. And this is all that we are all about on every Friday. And I am delighted even today, because in a short while I'll be talking to Dr. Temi, who has released a new album called Disciple. And she has a prophetic call to intimacy, restoration, and worship. She's an acclaimed worship leader, educator, and she performs arts, she's into performing arts, and she's a consultant in that space as well. She's going to tell me how to say her surname. So I'll be talking to her in a short while, and I'll also be talking to Wyclef today. He is also going to minister to us live in studio. And you can also send in your requests. You know that on every Friday on Heart to Heart, we take your 3-song requests, the requests that we will play without any distractions, a request that we will play without any disturbance. It will just be those ones going on and on, for you, for your enjoyment, and for you to just praise and enter the weekend. These are your weekend praise gems. So you can send them via our WhatsApp as we continue with the show on 082-657-2729. Make your requests there on 082-657-2729, our SMS line 37871. But right now I am joined by my queen, who's on the other side of town. Can I say of town? Can I say of town?
Hi, Sibo. Most certainly you can.
Yeah.
We all know that in Africa,
yeah,
you know, geographical or natural, creations of God mean nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so we're in the same neighborhood.
So you're my hometown girl.
Absolutely, Daddy.
And how is Zimbabwe today?
We have been graced with a lovely spate of sunny weather. It was quite cold and windy last week, and it seems that we've been given a reprieve.
Okay.
So we are grateful for that.
But brace yourself, because you should also brace yourselves, because we have heard of snow in some other parts of the southern parts of South Africa, and I know it affects Zimbabwe as well whenever there's snow. So brace yourselves. We might have just have a cold.
We'll be ready in season. Don't you worry about that.
So, Dr. Temi, can you tell me how to say your surname first? Is it Sian?
Sure. Hi, everyone. Thank you, Sibo, for inviting me to share this really wonderful opportunity to minister to one and all, including myself. My name is Apostle Dr. Temi Sian.
Okay. Oh, praise the Lord for that. Because yes. I was like, I'll say Sian and it might be wrong. So it's Sian. You have now released, or you're just about to release, a new album called Disciple, but you have released some other music before. Where do you and music come together? It seems like you're always found where music and worship is concerned.
Absolutely. You know, each one of us has been given a place within God's kingdom.
Yeah.
And whether we are aware of it or not, we all have spiritual gifts, you know, and those gifts are to glorify the Lord. And music, or the creative arts, are one of those spiritual gifts. that the Lord entrusted me with.
Hmm.
So I really, you know, from the time I was knee high to a grasshopper, I always found myself gravitating, you know, towards the creative and the performing arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's where the Lord wanted me to begin my ministry, per se, because a lot of creatives, you know, are at the mercy of the world, and very few of them get the opportunity to be ministered to and do not use their gifts to glorify Yahweh.
Yeah. But now, you started at a very young age. What is worship to you?
For me, worship is a lifestyle of no compromise. It is devotion. It is, you know, being a student of the word. It is giving of my time, my talent, and treasury. It is prayer. And it's also the execution of the worship gifts, the singing, the playing, the writing, and sharing of spiritual songs and psalms.
Have you always...
And not forgetting the teaching.
Yeah.
Because worship, a lot of people don't know that worship in itself, when you're looking at it from a creative side, you know, is actually a part of pastoral ministry. You know, you cannot call yourself a minister or a pastor if you haven't been through the worship machinery. So if you haven't signed up for the choir or joined the band or the praise dance team, I think we need to reassess our priorities.
So at a very young age, how was the support of the parents when you were gravitating? Because you say you've always been gravitating towards arts. You've always been in that space of worship, singing, and all that. How was the support from your parents? Did they understand what you were all about?
Well, yes and no, because I come from a family of academics and musicians. So, you know, both school books and, you know, the performing arts are in my blood, are in my parental lineage. So, you know, you find that all my siblings have one gift or another. However, my dad did not agree with me going into that domain full time, because obviously, you know, when you born and raised in the 70s and you're also coming from, you know, a mixed, multiracial, multi-ethnic background, you know, and you're female, he thought, nah, that's not the best place for you to be, you know, because during that era, there was a lot of stigma about females who were in, you know, the creative arts space. And a lot of people didn't understand what was going on. So, yeah, we had our skirmishes between my late dad and I, even though he is an accomplished, renowned, you know, musician himself. For him, he wanted me to become a doctor. So the dream was eventually achieved. And the Lord facilitated for me to be able to do both.
Wow.
Praise God.
Look at God. Look at God. And so
Amen.
You are also found to be an educator in that space as well.
Right.
What are some of the things that you yourself had to be taught by God where worship leading is concerned, where music is concerned within the body of Christ?
Well, as a worship minister, and I say minister because, you know, that is very different to just leading worship. Anybody can be a worship leader, but being a worship minister, you know, implies a more somber responsibility, you know, where you really have to be intentional about worship and how you are being used of the Lord. Now, for me, you know, I went through a journey where the Lord taught me first and foremost that in spite of every challenge that I went through personally in my life, as one would probably call the makings of the apostolic or prophetic ministry, you know, you go through a lot of tests and trials and tribulations. And what he was teaching me was first and foremost, he is my source. He is my provider. He is my defender. He is my advocate. And it's not about me or what I do, but it's up to me to be available for him to do what he needs through me.
Mm.
He also took me on a journey where I had to appreciate, you know, the wisdom of knowing when to speak, knowing when to be silent, knowing when he needs me to speak, being in the right place at the right time with the right word, and not just, you know, being verbose and making it about the messenger, but learning to focus on the message and to exalt the message above the vessel. Because, you know, if you've never been through that experience, you will never know how truly marvelous the Lord is. You know, creative artists tend to be very flamboyant and charismatic. So a balance has to be achieved between the charismatic, flamboyant nature and the servant leadership and the humility, you know, and knowing that we are nothing alone, but we become something because of him in us.
Wow.
And that's where the glory comes from.
Let me get it straight. Let's go back a little bit. Does it mean that most of those who are called in the evangelist space, in the pastoral space, should also connect one way or another with worship, with music?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because as I did sort of summarize earlier, worship, and this is in one of my books, worship, and taken from the word of God, worship is giving. A lot of us do not know how to give the Lord our full attention. A lot of us want to be speaking, but not listening to the Lord. A lot of us are not giving to those who are vulnerable and in a vulnerable space on their journey. But we are giving to initiatives out of wrong motives or ignorance. A lot of us are not giving of our talent in a way that glorifies the Lord. And, you know, we are not glorifying him in the sense that we are not being signposts, because to give of your talent, you must be a signpost. To be a fivefold minister, to be anybody who says that they are servant of the Lord, ours is to be a signpost. And then secondly, we have to really invest a lot in a teaching ministry. You know, sharing the word of God, teaching people how to navigate out of the pit, how to pray, when to pray, when to go into spiritual warfare, how to love one another, and even basically even how to love self, and above all, how to love God. Because love is not a word. It is a demeanor. It is an attitude. It is a lifestyle. It is total uncompromised devotion. And, you know, it's not a mistake that Christ said, love one another. That is the greatest of the commandments, you know. And so we also need to spend time, as written in Ephesians 5:14 through 21, spending time singing songs, you know. Or if you're an instrumentalist or a temple musician, you know, playing songs that just remind people of what it is like to be in the presence of the Almighty. because in his presence there's fullness of joy, connecting to one another. It doesn't matter. Nobody expects you to be a professional vocalist, but being able to lead people into his presence,
right?
You know, right, with a heart of humility, you know, having the right motive. You know, in Revelations 22, it talks about us, you know, being judged for the motives that we had in doing things, the aims by which, you know, we purpose to set out, as well as the actions that we do or the works. So it is very, very important for us to start as we mean to go along.
So,
you know, and then finally, just praying, spending time listening to him. You know, prayer is not about us doing vain babblings and mumbling tongues from 8 until 1 a.m. in the morning. You know, there's a reason why God gave us one mouth and two ears, signifying that it is more important to listen than to speak. So we also have to, you know, be trained in the demeanor of a worshiper, you know, being able to hear from him before we can do anything. Amen.
And I've seen that sometimes worship leaders would be able to go into the presence of the Lord and enjoy there and communicate
with
them, but leaving others behind. So it's time up for that. You're bringing the others together with you as well in that space. But now you have released your first single called Yahweh, which it was released ahead of the album that is coming. In the preparation of that, you released that single song. But I know there are other songs. Before we talk about the song itself, finding your voice, finding who Dr. Tammy is, and coming out like that as a worshiper, and singing to the Lord, bringing it as a sweet aroma, as a sacrifice unto the Lord. How did you do so? Because there are always those people that inspire us, other musicians that are in the space, other worshipers that are in the space. And sometimes we might sound a little bit like them. So how did you find you in all of that before you tell us about the song itself?
Well, I'm one of those people that, you know, was born, I think, with an extra serving of confidence. You know, you asked me about, you know, how the Lord trained and taught me earlier. You know, my dad always used to say that I was supposed to have been born a male, because the amount of confidence, you know, that I have purportedly, you know, was the type of confidence and bravery that only male children have, you know, because I have never been afraid to speak. I have never been one of those that sat at the back of the classroom. I would always sit in the front. I always wanted to lead, and leadership always found its way to me. Not that I was campaigning for that. So I learned at a very early age to, you know, appreciate that God has created us as unique individuals. And in that uniqueness, there is beauty. You know, I am an original. I don't need to copy anybody. I do not need, while I may emulate and applaud other worshipers, you know, and appreciate how God is manifesting himself through them, you know, I feel it is an insult to the Lord to want to standardize myself and, you know, become or morph into a copy of somebody else. Because that literally would sabotage what God is doing in me. And Psalms 139, you know, is very clear about me being fearfully
and wonderfully made.
why would I adulterate that wonderfully or the wonderful aspect of me by trying to mimic someone else. The word says that we should be imitators of Yeshua, imitators of Christ, not of Sally, not of Peter, not of Tammy, not of Oliver, but of Christ. Yeah. Hallelujah.
So tell us about the single Yahweh.
Wow. Yahweh is the first fruit offering of the album Disciple. And this song was birthed in a time or a space where I literally had gone through a time of crisis, where I was emotionally, physically, socially, in a very hard-pressed place. I went through a lot of accusations and judgments and, you know, people just throwing their opinions about the trials that I was going through,
sure,
you know, at me, to the point where even my reputation was cast into jeopardy.
Sure.
But when I look at it now, I had to go through that. I don't know if you know that if you are a servant of the Lord, you know, he takes you through places where you will eventually at some point in time have to lead people into or out of.
Yeah.
So the experiential knowledge and experience, you know, that you get out of that.
Mm.
And I remember, you know, I had no one to turn to. I didn't trust anybody around me because, you know, when you get into crisis, you've got all of a sudden 2 million advisors and everybody saying something, and it's all very divergent from what the Lord is saying.
Yeah.
So I withdrew and I said, listen here, Lord, if you truly called me, if you put your mark upon me, and if you expect me to get through this, I need you to stand up and to issue a righteous judgment in my favor.
Wow.
And I kid you not, I had a divine encounter in which I saw myself in the courtroom of heaven before the mercy seat.
Yes.
In a very inconspicuous space, hidden behind a pillar. And I couldn't even look at the mercy seat. The light was so powerful. And just the presence was just, it was beautifully scary, if I could combine those two words.
Yeah.
So I remained in the shadow of the pillar. And then I heard the accuser screaming in a voice that cannot be described. I mean, if I think about it today, it still chills, chills my blood. And he was screaming worse than a, you know, when toddlers throw tantrums and they're throwing themselves. I mean, it was like a banshee screaming. And he was screaming for my life.
Mm.
He was screaming for my ministry. He was screaming for my children. He was screaming for everything. And there was a pause. And I heard this quiet, quiet, still voice saying, no, you cannot have her.
Mm.
She is mine.
Mm.
Release her and leave her be.
Mm.
And I promise you, from that, even when I've got goosebumps as we speak, when I think about it, it shatters me in a thousand pieces.
Sure.
To just think that he loves me so much,
right,
that he would stand up to speak for me, that he would even concern himself with that trial, those tribulations.
Mm.
So I had been meditating on Isaiah 61, you know, where it talks about, you know, the Lord restoring one.
Mm.
You know, when we go into the courtroom, we seek for restoration and restitution, you know. Mm. And he proved himself as a God of restoration, and he restituted me.
Wow.
Everything that I had lost, he gave me thrice over.
Wow.
and way better than I had before. You know, in that, I also learned that truly, if you focus on Him and not focus on the gifts, because as His children, we do have, you know, childlike tendencies. Mm. Like, I'm sure if you're a mom, you know that when you get home, your kids want to search your handbag or the car to see what treats you've brought, you know. And we are like that. That's why we call children of God. Mm. You know, we're always looking for the gifts, but very rarely do we look at the giver of the gift. Mm. So I want to encourage somebody out there to say, listen, wow, it doesn't matter, my sister or my brother, what you're going through. You just need to take the time to focus on Him. Shut all the voices out and stand on His word. Mm. Refuse to budge, refuse to be compromised. Stand there and say, God, if you are God, show yourself strong, and this is what I need, and He will fulfill it.
Wow.
Amen.
Sure. My. This is the God that we're talking about, and His name is Yahweh. Giving you the Psalms. Absolutely. From Dr. Tammy Sharon. Yahweh. We're coming back.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
Beautiful song.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Those are sounds coming there from Dr. Tammy Sean, and the title of the song is Yahweh. I'm just looking at your profile and I'm like, but look at God. Look at God. Oh, God is so good.
Amen.
I mean, we were looking for a PhD, but look at where you have served. Platforms like the National Arts Merit Awards, National Arts Council, National Manpower and Advisory Council Arts. Woo! The list is endless. He really gives double for our pain, double for everything. It's just for Amen. Us to just worship Him and praise Him and stay right there. Now I understand why you are also in That's the right. trauma counseling space.
Amen. Amen. Sure. If I told you that I've lost count of the number of times yeah. that I have suffered physical attack on my person, the times I was supposed to have died, the abuse that I went through, you wouldn't believe me. Hmm. But when the Lord redeems,
mm.
when He touches you,
mm.
when He walks you out of that pit, my sister, you will know that He is the real deal.
Mm.
And I know you've spoken of, you know, all of those secular achievements. And I know I haven't started. I mean, like I told you, He would, as part of the refinement, I would find myself in rooms with people 3, 4, 5 times
mm-hmm.
older than me, sometimes just being the only female, requested to advise, to counsel, to provide, you know, insight and foresight into, you know, what I call generational legacy,
mm.
not only just for my family, but for the nations at large.
Right.
I am left speechless that Wow. he would even think of someone like me.
Yeah.
You know, and think that there is something in me that He can use is just mind-blowing.
Sure. And then there's an album that's coming. You are working on that album. Tell us about it. Is it Disciple?
Oh, yes. The offering is called Disciple. Mm-hmm. Now, this one is very, very important for me because, you know, in the church, when I say the church, I'm talking about the body of Christ at large.
Right.
There has been, there's a lot of corruption. There's a lot of adulteration. There's a lot of misinformation in terms of what a servant of God should be like, what they should do, what they shouldn't do, how they should dress, and so on and so forth. And the unfortunate thing is, you know, when you come with a word, sometimes it can be like a rod, you know, that can cut deep, and it can bring animosity. At the same time, it can also bring, you know, soothing and peace. And the song Disciple is one of those. It is both a rod and it's an encouragement, and it's a call to repentance, not only just for the servants of God, but for the people within the church at large. It is based off 1 Peter 5:3, which cautions us against exercising power or dominion over others in a way that doesn't glorify Yahweh or exemplify servant leadership or humility in any way. I mean, you have people posting every 2 minutes, boasting to the flock, you know, about what kind of car they're driving and, you know, showing off to congregants, you know, about ill-gotten gains. You know, we have to remember that we are to be sons. We are called sons of God. And we have to do away with the hireling mentality, because a hireling does not care about the business at hand. The hireling does not care about abusing the flock, taking advantage of the flock. The hireling doesn't care what happens, you know, to that widow, to that orphan, to, you know, that young adolescent who is trying to find their way. You know, everything has become about likes and not about being disciples. You know, we have to be his disciples. You know, Christ himself spoke in Matthew 20:25-29. He gave us the template, a Christocentric statute or module, if you want to call it that, in terms of how the Gentiles rule and lord it over their subjects. And then he gives a clear and stark comparison of the kingdom way, which is why he also demonstrated this by washing the feet of his disciples, even though this was Jewish culture and not necessarily a biblical statute. He did it to demonstrate to them that to lead is to humble yourself, to lead is to serve, to lead is to decrease so that he may increase. And if you read the scriptures, Peter denied him that opportunity. He started arguing with him and said, no, you can't touch my feet, you can't wash my feet, because he didn't understand. He was thinking about things in a worldly way. And so we have a lot of flocks that are misguided and think that they have to worship the pastor, they worship the prophet, they worship the evangelist or the apostle, and that is misdirected worship. Worship is for Yahweh and Yahweh only. The fivefold, it's five, right? The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. So it's called fivefold in that the five must fold and bend down and humble themselves to one another and give each other space to tend to the flock. You see so many congregations, the pastor is the one who's speaking from January to December and the flock is malnourished. Where's the evangelist to come and teach us about you know, 2 Timothy 4 verse 5, to do the work of the evangelist. We join our local churches so that we can leave church and fulfill the great mandate of going out, to go ye. Nobody's teaching us how to go ye, but we have hirelings who are teaching people, come here and stay here, you know. And that is not Christocentric. That is not what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to terrify the people who are charged to lead. And ourselves, we have to be following Yeshua. We have to be following the Messiah so that where we step is not in a place of compromise. It's not in a place that can place us outside of his grace. Because we are accountable.
Yeah.
So as this offering comes out, you know, it's also, you know, the way the Lord has worked in me is that every single song is a fishing tool. He did say in his word that I will teach you to be fishers of men.
Yeah.
So when you look at Yahweh, Yahweh is reaching out there and hooking someone who maybe has an abusive marriage, somebody who has, you know, lost their physical or financial possessions, who has lost their soul in some way, you know, to come back and engage with the Father. You're looking at disciple, you know, stop chasing the widow from the front pew or the front seat in church so that you can seat a rich man, you know, whom you are strategizing on how to fleece for the offering bucket. You know, you don't know what gift she has. You don't know what's her purpose. She may be that intercessor that is carrying that ministry. So you have to love one another. You have to acknowledge each gift. You have to appreciate that you can learn something from the person next to you and not really, you know, judge them based on their material possessions, because those things, you know, are disposable. So amen. And when we stand before him, that's not going to matter.
So
you have Calvary, you know, which is talking about God's love based on Colossians 2 verse 14 and 1 John 4 verse 9, where God's manifest love was made apparent by sending his son to die for us. A lot of people out there think that they're worthless. You're not worthless, my sister. You're not worthless, my brother. If he took time to fashion you and know the hairs upon your head.
So how many songs are in that album? How many songs are in that album? When is it coming out? And when am I getting, when are we getting it at Radio Pulpit? Yeah.
Today. The offering has got 8 songs. You have songs like Disciple, Yahweh, Calvary, In the Shadow, Hold Me Close, I Will Follow Him, Holy Spirit Come. And, you know, this offering is going to be breaking forth on the second, Friday, the 2nd of May. So I would suggest that you log in to my Instagram and YouTube pages, Dr. Tammy Sean Music. You can also camp on Apple, on Spotify, on all, you know, the platforms that you guys like, because everybody likes, you know, different apps. And just share with me as you join me in the worship ministrations. And above all, share with others that, you know, are in a vulnerable space. DM me, If you also want me to stand with you, or lift your hands as you're going through a tough season. And I pray that this offering will bring you closer to Him, mm-hmm. and further away from darkness.
Wow.
That is my prayer.
And when is Dr.
Maybe glorified.
Yeah, when is Dr. Tammy coming to South Africa? I know you're coming very soon.
Anytime. I can be there like this afternoon. <huh? laughs>
Yeah, but I know that you're coming.
When would you like me to come in?
No. I know that you're coming for the very same album because you'll be launching it. Tell us about that quickly.
Amen.
Because I'm just left with a minute.
I think from maybe two to 3 weeks' time. I don't know. I just love SA during the winter months. I was born in winter. I'm not a sunflower, so the heat wears me down. So I believe that if you want to see me, you can see me online anytime. And just keep your eye on my social media pages, mm-hmm. because the calendars and schedule, yeah. I believe, will be posted on there.
Wow.
And also, if you, mm-hmm. as worship leaders, you know, if you feel that, you know, the songs are ministering something deep and you are led to minister them in your local congregation, mm-hmm. you know, take that video, share it with me, tag me in, and let's join hands and see what the Lord will do.
Well, my queen, thank you so much for talking to us today. We have learned quite a lot. We are empowered as well, and we are encouraged to stand and keep on looking at the giver, not the gifts, but look at our Father, who is the giver. And thank you so much for talking to us again. So we find your music on all social media platforms from the 2nd of May, right? So all of that 8 tracks will be on all social media platforms, not social, on all digital platforms where we get music. Yeah. And so we look for Dr. Tammy Sean right there.
Yes.
All righty then.
Yes, ma'am.
May the Lord keep keeping you. Thank you so much for being there and ministering to our generation. May the Lord touch more lives, restore and heal more lives through you. Thank you so much for gracing us, and say hello to everybody in Zimbabwe. We can't wait to host you.
I want to give a shout out to my husband, Apostle Dr. Valentine. He's in theater operating at the moment.
Yeah.
And to all the members of the body of Christ at large, thank you, Miss Sibongile, for hosting me, and may the Lord bless your evangelistic ministry. You know, evangelists are storytellers, and without you guys there, the work would be so much more difficult. So may the Lord bless you, may keep you, and may cause His face to shine upon you, and may He increase your territory in Yeshua's mighty name.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, and have a blessed one. And that, my family, is Dr. Tammy Sean. And do make sure that you do check up on her music, which will be out on Friday, the 2nd of May, on all digital platforms. And yes, may it bless you, may it heal you, restore even your lives. And it's such an awesome one. You've heard Yahweh. If God has done it for her, He's able to do it for you. We're crossing over to our 1 o'clock news bulletin. And after the 1 o'clock news bulletin, we are talking to Wyclef. So do not move, do not touch the dial. God is just ministering unto us right here in studio through song.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.